Institute.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing, everybody? Welcome to episode 157. Jeez, they're getting bigger. Aren't they?
That's what she said.
You had to ruin it.
Sorry, man.
That's an old joke. That's not of the times, man.
My head is in the gutter.
You got clamped.
I did get clamped.
But you got clamped by AI.
AI clamped my car.
And AI scammed you.
And AI scammed you.
Tried to scam you.
And we're all going to be wearing Neuralinks.
Oh, here we go.
Not me.
You will.
We won't.
We're more like you by roller coaster.
Choice. I'll hold you down, and you'll all get Neuralinks whether you like.
You like iRobot?
You'll have to do it. You'll have to, if you want to walk. If you want to walk in this office, that's what it's going to be like. If you have to. So, do you have your Neuralink set up? Mm-hmm. Oh no! I don't have a Neuralink. Oh well, don't worry. We cover the cost of a Neuralink, so we can sort that out for you. So, and then you'll be like, "Fuck! Now I have to get one." So that's what we talk a little bit about Neuralinks in this episode of the podcast.
And I got a new pair of trendy sandals.
Oh yeah, little birthday present, an early birthday present.
Let's just say it rhymes with crocodile.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't really rhyme with the
start of it.
I mean, it has.
I got crocs.
You got crocs. Yeah. Spoiler. We tried to get rich off the back of concerts. Mm-hmm. So we go down the Alibaba rabbit hole.
And we also stumbled across that you could fucking buy a whole water park.
Mm, roller coaster.
A roller coaster. Life-size space station. Inflatable space station. Is that right?
It's like a rocket ship, yeah. But
if we'd spent longer at it, we might have found a real space station.
Yeah. Oh, it's a good episode.
Oh, and you want to marry Joe Exotic.
Oh, yeah, I'll get married to Joe Exotic.
Yeah, for whatever reason, that he didn't even need to marry him. Just like be his friend or something, but he wanted to marry him, so.
It's going
to
make sense. And you'll agree.
Yeah.
We get into it then?
Yeah.
Would you like to fucking start it?
Have big news. Big news for you.
For me?
And everyone listening. I am now the proud owner of a pair of Crocs.
For fuck's sake. I thought you were going to say a shiny Ronaldo or something like that. What the fuck?
Oh, I got close though. No, a pair of Crocs.
So why?
Amy bought me a pair of Crocs.
For the laugh?
She bought her dad Crocs for his birthday like last week. And I was saying, they look comfortable. She has a pair as well. I'd rock around the house in them.
Did you try them on?
Class.
Are they not just like hard plastic flip-flops?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound class.
Ah, they're nice. I'm going to get little attachments for them, you know, like little badges and stuff.
Yeah.
See lots of people with them. I'm going to get a couple of them.
You see lots of people with them?
Well, not lots, like a couple of people, about five.
Do you just wear them in the house or are you going to wear them around?
I only got them yesterday, so I was wearing them in the house, but I'd go over the shop with them on, no problem.
Stick out your tongue. Spots all over, lying bastard. There's no way you're going over the bleeding Charlestown shopping centre in a pair of Crocs.
Everyone's doing it, man.
No one's doing it.
Five people I've seen.
You haven't?
In Duns.
You haven't?
I did.
Liar.
Would you get a pair?
Absolutely not.
Would you?
Do you need to ask?
That's a no.
You don't wear them.
I only got them yesterday. I wore them all day.
Why aren't you wearing them now?
I'm going to fucking come in here wearing them, am I?
Where are you going to go?
Across the road.
Yeah, nah.
I would.
You would not.
I would go to Duns in a pair of Crocs, no bother.
You'd be laughed at. They'd be taking pictures of you and everything.
And I'd go like that. Yeah, come on, take a photo with me then.
Find you in the Sun. Sun newspaper. Darren Conway wears Crocs. Charlestown
shopping
centre. The biggest crime of all time. Fashion police will be after you.
They're deadly. Send us an email if you like Crocs and tell us about your Crocs. What colour? Do you have any of them badges?
Tumbleweeds.
Stall@goloudnow.com.
Did you just wear them for the day in the house to make Amy feel better for buying them?
No, I wore them because I wanted to wear them to make her feel better for buying them. No, I wanted them. Like, I'm happy. I'm a proud owner of Crocs. I'm going to wear them every day.
Proud owner.
Yeah, proud.
Not just an owner of Crocs.
I want another colour now.
Proud owner. That's like someone who has a really ugly child saying, I'm a proud parent.
Are you though?
I mean, I know unconditional love and everything. What, you're not obligated to be
Did not bring that kid to the shop? Did you just keep them in the house?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If my child looked like a pair of Crocs, I'd be like, hey, you just put this mask on.
If my child looked like a pair of Crocs, I'd go to Duns.
You'd stick them on your feet.
Yeah.
Are you ever going to wear them again?
I'll wear them when I go home.
But you have slippers.
I don't.
You don't have slippers?
No. Had sliders. Sliders are gone now. Crocs with the backs on them.
Sliders out, Crocs in.
Boom. Boom, boom, boom. Can you put a few of them fire things in? Four in the booth. Boom,
nope.
Boom, boom.
Nope. A man wearing Crocs doesn't get the boom, boom, booms. Reserved for cool people. Any bit of credibility you had.
Gone.
It's been dissolved now in the last 5 minutes.
I think I could sway people in the direction of wearing Crocs. Just because I'm talking about it on this.
I mean, you're Dublin's best influencer, but...
Dublin's biggest celebrity. Like,
Dublin's biggest celebrity.
I am.
Not anymore. Infamous now.
Dublin's best celebrity, not biggest.
Biggest and best. All of it.
Crocs, man.
What do you go around in the gaff?
Socks.
Socks. Do you ever just take your socks off and walk around your bare feet?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
I don't like that.
Do you not?
No. Be all dust and all stuck to you underneath your feet.
Black soles of your feet.
Yeah.
No, I like it.
Bits of popcorn and all stuck between your toes.
I'd rather have dirty feet than dirty socks.
I'd rather have Crocs than socks.
You're disgusting.
I'm going to get you a pair.
I'll throw them in your face. How much would he?
50 or something.
You're off buying Bladen football cards. She's off buying your Crocs for no good reason in the middle of the week. Is it your birthday or something?
Soon. We know we celebrate my birthday. A week in advance and a week after as well.
So this is the birthday month coming up, is it?
She said it's an early birthday present. Oh, I know you hate it.
Oh my God. When's your birthday? How many weeks away?
One.
1 week away?
A week and a half.
And she got your
Crocs. I took them in, the delivery in, and I knew they were Crocs because I felt the packaging. Just a pair of sandals with a load of holes in them.
This happened last year, didn't it?
Yeah, it always happened.
With the Jordans.
Well, Jordans were pretty cool. It's definitely a downgrade from last year.
Ooh.
Crocs.
Be fucking Skechers next year.
Jordans to Crocs. It'll be...
Doc Martens.
Heelys.
That'd be class.
Light up shoes.
I'd be into that.
So would I, to be fair. I thought I was going to get Heelys for Christmas this year. I didn't. Morla. You know what I want.
Rollerblades even.
Too hard. But Crocs. For your birthday.
A few other bits as well, probably.
Day by day. You know the 12 gifts of Christmas or the 12 days of Christmas? Like the 12 days of your birthday.
We do a birthday hunt around the gaff for 2 weeks. And she's like, warmer, colder. Very, very warm. Very warm.
Roasting.
Scalding.
Oh, you're sweating.
And then I go, oh, lovely Crocs. Whopper.
Do you love them?
Don't mind them. They're not fucking fantastic at anything. They're all right.
Is it the worst birthday present you've ever gotten?
No.
What's the worst birthday present you've gotten? What's worse than Crocs?
She bought me like a fucking Under Armour t-shirt before.
You didn't have to say it was from Amy. You could have thrown someone else under the bus here.
Everyone else got me class stuff. She got me an
Under Armour?
An Under Armour. Oh no. An Under Armour t-shirt before for my birthday. And it was a small man's. And I opened it up and I was like, what the fuck? Like, you? Am I going to be a da?
Is this a baby grow?
And she's one for not keeping receipts either, so
can't get it back.
Just give it to her dad.
I went to the Bellator, the fighting.
You there, went to the fighting,
the weekend.
You?
Went to the...
Where was that? Trey Arena?
In the Trey Arena.
Fingless Owen won.
Nathan.
Yeah.
Two Nate Kellys on the card. Him and the other fella.
What's the odds, huh?
I was talking to him beforehand.
Giving him a few tips, right?
I gave him a few tips. I always thought it'd be good for a fighter to tickle.
That's like fighting for everything. It's like slapping and phone box boxing. And why isn't there like a tickling one?
Tickle match.
Tickle match.
I'd lose.
There almost definitely is competitive tickling.
I could withstand.
Oh shit, there is. There was a fucking documentary about competitive tickling. This fella started it. Like, he was a bleeding fucking weirdo. There's a whole documentary about competitive tickling.
What?
And the fella who started it was like some weirdo, man.
Ultimate tickling championship. I could withstand a good tickle. I'm all right with tickles. You little tickle.
It's called Tickled. It's a fucking deadly, deadly documentary. Competitive endurance tickling. Your man who organised it was like, that was his fetish, seeing people getting tickled. And then I think he got arrested for paying people to do it. Like, so then he made like a league where they'd have competitive tickling and they'd tickle each other and he'd film it. But he'd just be using it for his own purposes. And then he had like people in America tickle each other and send demo tapes.
To
of
be
them
part
being
of
tickled,
the tickling.
To become part of the tickle championship and stuff, and it's just so fucked up.
Yeah, your man made it. Said he makes his thing is making kind of slightly strange documentaries and TV programs and so on. And someone sent him this video, a link to it was an hour long video with six lads in Adidas sportswear. One of them was strapped down, and the others were tickling him for an hour. And then he went, found his Facebook page with 22,000 likes, and he said that was just kind of the tip of the iceberg. He ended up going into the world of competitive tickling, and it was very strange and very nasty, like evil shit going on.
Dark.
What, like happy ending tickling?
Fucking just...
They approached it. Yeah, there was a company who were kind of making these videos and seemed to be, I think, the ones who over the whole competitive tickling world. And when the director approached them to say, I'd like to make a documentary, they just, the first email back was full of like homophobic slurs and all this stuff. Just,
for what reason?
Apparently they did this. I don't understand. Maybe you'll know more, Joe.
He didn't want to, he did not want this to come to the surface. Like the fella who was organising this, it was just for his own sick personal gain.
How could you get off tickling?
No, getting off by looking at someone getting tickled. So there's all these young fellas strapped down to a bed, and then a load of other fellas tickling them.
I just pictured it in an octagon.
No, it's like...
Or some sort of a ring. Can you die from getting tickled too much? Like, can you go into a convulsion?
I'd say you could lose your breath. Yeah.
Let me check that.
I think you actually could, to be honest. I don't even think you need to check that one. Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah, you could die.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
You could die from asphyxia or brain aneurysm.
Fucking hell.
Or any stress-related injury. If it was to go on... A high-intensity tickle going on too long.
Imagine that on RIP.ie.
Died from being tickled too much.
Died from being tickled.
Died doing what he did. Died doing laughing. Doing laughing.
What he did, loved doing. It was laughing.
That's what I want my epitaph to be. Dying what he wanted to it laugh.
Was, dying what he did, what he liked, laugh, what he loved doing was laughing. .ie.
There's tickle torture. So this is... As the name suggests, it's the use of tickling to interrogate or just abuse or just torture someone.
So forget the fucking saws and the drills. Tickling is what you want to be doing to get the answers.
In Guantanamo Bay, they're just bleeding, tickling them.
Yeah, and this can cause very serious physical and mental distress because if it's done in a way that the person can't stop laughing, it becomes extremely stressful.
Are we the only animals in the world that can be tickled?
Oh, you can tickle Latin. Oh, yeah. Tickle anything.
So in the Middle Ages, they would dip someone's feet in salt water, then bring a goat over. The goat would like to lick the salt water, so they'd let them lick their feet, the soles of their feet, until the salt water was gone. Then they dip their feet in again and just do this. Presumably you have to get a new goat because the goat would get sick of it after a while, but yeah, that seems to be one.
The goat would get sick of it. Just be like, pitch him, just going, get sick of that.
Yeah,
licking salt off your man's feet.
What am I doing with my life? Yeah, so that's one.
Do you ever get tickled so much that it's enough you lose the tickleness?
Yeah, like, I feel like that would so happen. Much where I just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, it's just hurting me. Stop now, stop.
Tickling me like 40, nearly 40.
Tickling me.
Oh, we used to always tickle each other at sleepovers and all. I mean, we used to play wrestling.
Tickle wrestling?
Tickle wrestling with the lads.
It's not nice though, is it? It's not nice getting tickled.
Where's your spots? Do you have tickled spots?
In my stomach. There. I can tickle myself. Can you tickle yourself?
No. Oh yeah, for a big fella, I don't have many tickles.
I remember being a kid.
Used to that and be like,
yeah, tickling the neck. Now it's just like, what the fuck is that? What are you doing?
You fucking scratching me for? Don't be scrabbing me.
Me leg. You know when someone gets you on the thigh? That's a tickled spot.
Do you remember that thing where that's people used to like, do you like crack an egg and then do that on your knee? Remember that?
You used to do it on your head.
On your head?
Yeah.
Was that in the flats they used to do? In Finglas they used to do it on your knee. Crack an egg on your knee and then do that. And you'd be like, ooh. Stop, I don't like it. Do it again.
Do you know what pathophysiology is?
No.
It's death from laughter. There you go.
I want to know more about this fucking underworld tickling. Tickling.
Watch that documentary. You're like, what the fuck is going on this planet?
Is there any other weird shit like that?
Like getting whipped? Would you be into that?
No.
No?
Oh no, Jesus, no.
Little whip?
No, be in bed by 10 o'clock, sleep and everything by 11. I would be up late whipping and all.
Getting dressed up and all.
Probably do that.
Get dressed up?
Dress up as a copper.
Would you?
Say, yeah. License. Yeah, where's your license?
A guard. Like not
dress up as a guard, not a cop, a guard.
Like full on.
Come into the bedroom and just go, here, you, JLO.
On a bike, on one of the guard bikes. Hey, get out, get out.
Come on, get out now. I know the drugs are in here.
Get in the fucking Mariah now.
I dress up as Buzz Lightyear. Come in, Star Command. Come in.
Is she dressed up as Woody?
No, that'd be fucked up. They're best mates, man.
That'd be fucked up. In my head, I'm not even thinking like sexy Buzz Lightyear. I think like you went full plastic.
Proper, yeah.
Proper Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah. Come in. Come in, Star. Come in. Oh, stuff.
Like you press a button and the wings come out and knock shit off the walls and everything. Amy's like, oh, yeah.
No, she'd be like, what are you fucking doing? I'm going to sleep.
Do you know what I was thinking about? Do you remember we were talking about Gypsy Rose Blanchet? She was with some fella in prison, okay? Give you a quick backstory. She was with some fella in prison. And then they broke up while they were in prison. And then she got married to this fella. And then they came out, they were together for about 2 weeks. And then after 2 weeks, they broke up. Mm-hmm. And that's where I am in the TV show. So presumably she gets back with the other fella because she still loved the other fella. And he broke up with her originally because, oh, you need to be your own thing. Like, so if you love, I'll let her go, all this bullshit. But I was just thinking, like, she was a mad celebrity. As soon as she left prison, our following went up to 6 million. Like, she was a superstar, overnight superstar. She was already famous going in. But I'm thinking, like, damn, missed an opportunity there. I think I could have charmed Gypsy Rose Blanchet and married her. A few quid. Is there a criminal? That didn't do anything too bad. Like, someone who had Munchausen syndrome and then killed her ma. I'm like, huh? It's not too bad. I mean, it's pretty bad, but, you know.
It's fucking bad.
Yeah, someone.
Yeah. The mother.
Oh, but she was fucked in the head, though.
So what's your question to us? Is there another criminal that we could spot that you could marry?
To make
it. So you need a criminal with potential star power.
Yeah, but not way out of my league. Like, not a gorgeous criminal. See, Gypsy Rose is not gorgeous or that. That's why this bleeding. And your man was just a fan. The fella that she married was basically just a fan.
Well, did Moira have any suggestions?
Did you talk to her about it?
We were literally talking about it last night, yeah, yeah.
And we were like, ball. If you could find one, walk away, like.
Yeah, yeah, like, or just not even sexually, but you could be friends. You could be friends someone in prison and then say, hey, I'll give you a lift when you get out, like, I'll pick you up and I'll drive you to wherever you need to be if they're going to be big-time celebrities, huh? Like Julian Assange, he just got out of prison.
You should have been waiting for him.
See, he's out of my league and he's married. I got an answer. Joe Exotic. I could get in there with him and when he comes out.
Is he out of your league?
I don't think, no, exactly. He's way in my reach. I think he'd be kind of attracted to an Irishman. It'd be a good couple.
Yeah. Would you wear the clothes?
Yeah, 100%. Full hick.
I'd say you would adapt to being a hick very easily.
Oh.
Why?
He has the look.
Oh, what the fuck? Does that mean that? I was on board until you said that.
I thought you
were talking about the lifestyle.
You have the look of a hick.
Of a bohemian lifestyle. Like,
well, if he was to dress like Joe Exotic
or
one of Joe Exotic's friends and he didn't speak and you met him for the first time, would you think to yourself?
I wouldn't question. I'd just go.
Would you question where he's from? No, there you go.
I'd just say, how are you?
I'm going to brush that one off and just take it as a compliment.
Yeah, do.
That I could pull Joe Exotic.
Yep.
What the fuck is going on?
And lifestyle? Yeah, I could see. You'd like that lifestyle.
He'd come out and he'd be famous. Like,
he would be opening another zoo. Would you be happy to live the zoo like
that? I don't think he would.
He might come out and be like, obviously, he'd be ultra famous. Like, but where's he making his money?
Off just being famous.
PR,
yeah.
Oh.
Doing TV spots. And I'd be holding his hand, just like Gypsy Rose's Blanchett's overbearing husband. I'd hold Joe Exotic's hand as he'd done every TV interview, as he'd done every radio interview, and then I'd get the followers up. And then I'd divorce him and take half his money.
And go back tomorrow?
Yeah.
With a few bob?
Yeah.
How many times have I said, do you get me?
Do you get me?
You said you had loads for us.
I didn't say I had loads.
You said you had bits.
I'll give you a little bit of information.
You promised.
I'll hit this with this one first.
You said.
What are you doing with your microphone?
He said.
I'm going to fucking put it in the place.
Leave it alone.
He said, didn't he?
You did.
Moira, this might be outdated, so this is a short little snippet one. Moira got an email from Ticketmaster saying that there was an issue with our tickets. And then she looked in our wallet on our Ticketmaster account and the tickets were gone. And she goes, what's going on? The tickets were gone.
Tickets we had for Taylor Swift.
For Taylor Swift, sorry, I should have stated.
Mm-hmm.
And the tickets that we had were the cheapest tickets in the nosebleeds, right up the back of the Aviva.
Which is probably really expensive.
We're €86.
Cheap.
I mean, you could probably resell them for a little bit more.
Probably like 10 grand.
She was given new tickets then.
Better ones.
Down like right at the front. And these tickets, to buy them, would have cost 800 euros.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're talking more now, resale.
Ticketmaster have...
More resale, yeah.
So Ticketmaster has given you these tickets?
Yes.
After what you did in St. Anne's Park?
Yes.
There is no justice, is there?
You just got to take your chance. You got to take your chance.
There's no karma.
Luck and chance is a train, and you got to stand on all the tracks.
That doesn't mean nothing. That means absolutely nothing.
It means you've got to put yourself in the way of chance.
Say it again.
Luck and chance are like trains. If you want some of it, if you want to get hit by luck or chance, you've got to stand on all the tracks.
I feel like you're going to get hit either way.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel like that's really bad metaphor.
Now you're getting it.
I get it.
You're getting it now.
Boom.
So yeah. Then everybody gets good luck. Yeah?
Only if everyone
stands. Only if they dare.
Why would you not stand on the tracks if the train gives you good luck?
Why is the train give you good luck?
That is like phrased, and the whole little thing is like a parable that's supposed to say like, you gotta take chances in life if you want luck to come back your way. Whereas this is the luck train.
You could say anything like that, and it's how you deliver it.
Exactly.
For people to say, yep, I'm with you now.
We're back to him. You possibly becoming a guru. Somewhere.
Give us another one.
I'm just saying, for things to happen, you have to take chances.
Give us another one.
Yeah, see, that's not what you said, though.
You said stand on a train track.
You've got to stand on the track
that carries the luck train.
You have to stand on all the tracks. And there's only one luck train. You've got to get hit by all the trains.
You see, now you're just, it's not snappy anymore.
You better hope the first train is the luck train.
There's something, yeah. And not the bad luck train. But hey, if it is the bad luck train.
That's about what life is about, is chance.
You just get back up. You get back up and get another hit with another train.
But hang on. How does any of that relate to you being a prick in St. Anne's and then a few weeks later being rewarded with 800 euro tickets?
Because he got the fucking luck train. Because I got on the track.
Yep. I got the leap card. On the 90 minute.
What chance did you take here? Where did you put your neck on the line? Where did you head out into the universe and see what cards you were dealt?
By getting the tickets in the first place.
Oh, fuck off. I bought something. Online. I bought something from my couch.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you get rewarded saying, do you know what? He stayed in that queue for a long time. Or Maura did anyway. And you know what? He's dressing up. He's getting dressed up like a fool. Like he's getting dressed up like a dog on Halloween.
Yeah.
And he deserves...
Wrong with that. Hey.
I feel so sorry for dogs. You know when people stick hats on them and they're just looking at you like, what the fuck is this?
Do you ever put a hat on Frank? Yeah.
Oh yeah. Plenty. He's had plenty of hats.
A wardrobe full of
cardigans,
little dog hats.
Jumpers.
But yeah. So we got upgraded down to 800 euro seats.
This is disgusting.
I was talking to someone and they sell merch at concerts. Well, knock off merch like. And you can't sell... This is probably like very known, but you can't sell like Taylor Swift's image or Taylor Swift's name on merchandise like t-shirts and that.
Yeah, you don't have to.
But you can afterwards.
You can after what?
After the concert's over, you can.
Oh.
The next day. Like he was going to be out looking for that the next day. Like he said that like for whatever reason, cowboy hats sell.
Yeah.
Like just cowboy hats. Nothing to do with fucking your man Bladen. What's his name?
Garth Brooks.
Just cowboy hats at every concert.
Yeah.
They get them from China for like a euro a piece and sell them for like 15 quid.
Mm.
Why do cowboy hats sell at concerts even if it's nothing to do with cowboys?
There's something fun and novelty about them. And glasses as well. You remember the Kanye West? The eye glasses with the slits in them. They sell. Just shit that looks stupid.
Do you ever sell stuff outside a concert, did you?
Yeah, we know.
Well, I
used to do it at the Dubs games.
The headbands I used to go around selling headbands and stuff like that, yeah.
5 euro.
Who supplies them?
Like that. There was an L one beside the Bridge Tavern.
You used to knit them?
She used to knit them for us.
Oh.
And we'd have to give her a cut, obviously. But then me Ma's May learned how to do them. I mean, it's plaits. It's basically like, you know, anyone could do it.
Be doing that in spice bags, tell you one thing. The Bill Gates fella, they be calling you.
We will have a spice bag soon. I just don't know when.
Right, well, to make ends meet between now and then, what would you sell outside? The Aviva or Kroger?
I mean, cowboy hat's definitely a good show.
Well, it works.
But if you're going for Taylor Swift, maybe like champagne bottle balloons, I think they'd sell really well.
Why champagne?
Champagne problems. She has that. That's a song she has.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that a radio song?
Friendship bracelets. Like talking these stupid little friendship bracelets.
What about
bracelets?
Light up champagne bottles that are like...
sparkle, shake them,
and they light up and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
High cost. Where are you going to get all that? That's... you want to have these in bulk.
China.
AliExpress, yeah.
China.
Like champagne.
Light up
bottles of champagne.
Neon. LED champagne bottles.
Yeah.
Plastic.
Hang on. Hang on.
AliExpress. 1 quid. See you later.
I'll open up AliExpress here and we'll see what we can get. I mean, this is AliExpress. I'm not getting rock bottom prices like I expected here, but we could get ourselves... I mean, we'll get a deal on this. For one piece, for like these little enamel
aligners.
Pins. Cartoon versions of Taylor Swift or whatever.
Oh, nice.
Of Taylor Swift, let's see.
The kind of thing you'd buy.
But that's considered image rights now, and they'll all be out.
It's Joe selling them on Jones's Road.
What are they going for?
$195 each if we buy one. I'd say if we buy 500, we're paying a lot less than that.
Yeah.
You sell them for...
Yeah, because I'm a tenner.
And people are going to concerts to buy Anton for the tenner.
There's... what else do we have? We got necklaces here.
Oh.
Apparently these are... I don't get the references. But they are Taylor Swift necklaces. Sell that for 10, 15 quid.
That's too fancy. That's not tacky enough. That's like cowboy boots or something. You want like something yee-haw.
But people already brought shoes with them.
I know.
They don't want to have to replace the shoes. This is something they can just add to their outfit. That's what my thinking is there. The badge, the necklace. You don't have to change anything of your outfit, which you probably spent a lot of time and perhaps money preparing.
What about blonde wigs?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Blonde wigs now.
Yeah.
Now we're in business.
With cowboy hats.
Oh, cowboy hats with the wigs attached.
You don't know if it's Taylor Swift or Joe Exotic. But one of them anyway. And when you're at a concert, the old boy aunt.
That's a money maker right there. Blonde wig, cowboy hat.
Yeah, I can get you some LED cowboy hats.
Oh, game changer. Yeah. Game over.
Batteries included. Solar powered.
Lads, look at them. Look at this.
Oh, that is money. That is money. See.
Wow.
That is fucking money right there.
We're getting them. Or you can buy these ones wholesale. We're getting a good price on these.
Wholesale?
We email the factory. We get a very good price on this. I'd say you're making... you'd get them for 2 quid each.
Buy them now. Buy 200 of them now.
I think I'll be here by tomorrow.
400 quid. I know. Can you get them express? AliExpress.
Next day delivery.
Tell you what, you actually would sell them for...
a tenner.
Easily a tenner.
Definitely.
I'd say 12.
15 or 2 for 20.
Cap it at 12.
Yeah, I mean, 12. 2 for 20.
12.50 even.
You could sell them at the Coldplay gigs though.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be Taylor Swift.
You've seen Strong and
Coldplay
is
a real LED gig though, isn't it? So just sell LED shit at Coldplay and then you... Cash.
Cash in hand.
Straight out of
press. The cogs are turning in your head.
I am genuinely considering this.
And I think to hold your image, get your brother to do it.
I guess someone else to do it 100%. Like, I'm not going onto the fucking street selling cowboy
hats. Your brother would be great at that, El Josh.
Why do you think so?
I think he'd be up for that.
I know a few cowboys that'd be able to sell that.
If they'd be looking for a bigger cut. Your brother, family, you know?
Yeah.
Do we get a solid?
I feel obligated to give him a bigger cut though.
Give him a grand. Keep 9.
A grand is not bad for a day's work.
Cash straight out of press.
Cash. Warm
cash.
Still warm from the printer.
That thing is pure crusty, man. I want the warm one.
Taylor Swift knockoff Taylor Swift Stanley cups. 7 quid. That's for one.
I wouldn't be arsed with that now, people.
I could make money doing a lot less work.
You wouldn't be let in there with Stanley.
Buying shit from China and selling it outside Crow Park.
If all else fails.
€10 was cheap for an LED hat. You're looking at 20 quid, lads.
They're only two.
We'll do you two for 20, yeah?
2 for 20.
We'll do you one for 12, 2 for 20. Go over to Darren there and tell him what colour you want.
What colour do you want? Do you want red, blue, green, red? Did I say red? Cash. Like, I mean
cash.
None of that digital shy.
Pure cash.
In your hand, right there, holding it. The wrestling is coming over next year.
Mm. Would they buy that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
There's also LED cowboy hats with sequins. There's a lot of options here. I'm on Alibaba here now, so this is the wholesale.
Oh.
This is the next level after AliExpress.
This is like, oh, so you like it, do you? You want it all? Well, here's Alibaba.
Cash.
Cash. I only want cash.
Cash.
Here's my address. Do you like cash?
I like cash.
Same.
500 sequin LED cowboy hats for about 350 quid.
Let's do it right now. I'll give you all the money.
Significantly less than a euro a hat.
That's too good.
Lock it in there. So you can get how many for 500 for 350?
500 for 350.
If we do another live show that everyone in the crowd better have a fucking cowboy hat, what about like novelty cowboy hats that are really tall, like the one Homer Simpson wears when he's sneaking into the...
I don't think they'd be let in, would they?
Imagine, like, it's just a cowboy hat. It's only a cowboy. Everyone has cowboy hats. Mine was just really big.
Imagine going... Oh, they have the Homer Simpson one. It's a giant foam cowboy hat.
Yes.
I'll get you one for 3 quid. Less? 2 quid.
Buy it.
Can I see that one?
Comes in multiple colours.
Now, that's fun.
You'd sell.
That's not as big as the one I was thinking, though. No. In my head.
But you would sell that in a lot of places. I think we might sell more of them outside of Solid Gig than we would LED cowboy hats.
Probably.
I think that might be more the Solid audience. The giant Hallmark cowboy hat.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, going to Coldplay or going to a Solid Gig.
Cowboy hats.
Cowboy hats. Or hen deals. They're always wearing cowboy hats. What the fuck are you doing?
When did this happen? Eminem. Cowboy hats.
Tupac.
Cowboy hats.
Rammstein.
Du hast.
Good. What else can I get you? What else do you want to sell?
Type in a water park.
Okay.
Okay. Right, now, but I'll do that now.
Yeah, there is a full-blown water park that you will put on a lake or out in the ocean even.
Much?
35 grand. There's one for 20 grand, actually. There's one for 24 grand.
How does that come to you? Like, how do you get that delivered?
That's a lot of money.
Just something for that water park there, pal.
It makes the Lotto ad not look as impressive.
That's what they did.
There's a water slide there. So the other one at least is inflatable. This one is the full structure. Giant water slide with 6 lanes.
Like the nuts and bolts.
Yeah, 30 grand.
Flat packed. Flat pack water park.
Oh, I've seen them. Yeah. Oh, I came across them, yeah.
Can we get a roller coaster?
How did you come across them?
Was it on a Facebook ad or something?
Jesus.
I was scrolling, it just came up AliExpress water park. I'm like, right now. Have a look at that.
How much do you think a roller coaster costs?
Oh, it's going to be 150 grand or something.
It's 60k. Because it's AliExpress.
A small kid's kind of just like a little train thing.
Ah, yeah.
It's like a dragon and it just goes around in a loop. 10 grand.
That's pretty
deep. That's all right. Yeah,
that's
nice
not bad,
is it? Garden.
That's all right.
But if you want the real deal, a 2-loop, 16-seat, extreme train roller coaster, that's going to cost you roughly 200 grand.
What
else do you want to buy?
I'll buy Aunt. Capes.
Cape. That's not bad, you know. Look, a ghost train. How much is a ghost train? We do the style of ghost train.
Can you buy a rocket?
You can get an inflatable space shuttle, but it's like the size of the actual space shuttle.
For what reason? Why?
20 metre Ferris wheel? A 30 metre Ferris wheel? I mean, obviously someone sells Ferris wheels.
Delivered, though?
Aircraft hangar? What do you need for an aircraft hangar?
You never know when you need an aircraft hangar.
When we buy a country?
I would. What's the biggest fucking thing you can think of and see if they have it in inflatable form?
Cruise ship.
Do you want a hovercraft or a hovering surfboard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, please. just don't know why you can buy this shit. Are you loving this song?
I'm enjoying elements of it, yeah.
What parts are you not enjoying then? Your dreams can come true with Alibaba.
Let me get an
inflatable dinosaur. A 3D roller coaster.
They're all 3D.
We should set up a bouncy castle business. And buy sumo wrestling suits and all. Type in food truck.
It exists.
You've looked, have you?
Yeah.
Why we were taking a short break there, I kept getting missed calls.
Yeah.
We were on a call, like.
Yeah.
And I was getting missed calls off, like, two landlines and then, like, three mobile numbers, like, Irish numbers.
That you didn't have saved.
That I didn't have saved. So I was like, usually if I get that, I'd like copy and paste that and put it into WhatsApp and see what the photo is and see if I know them. Like, did you ever do that?
No, but now I'll get it. It's an interesting one, yeah.
But I just rang them back and the landline just rang out, but it was like a foreign ring, you know, that like kind of like,
yeah.
Not like a Irish ring. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
and I rang back two out of the three mobile numbers, and each one I rang back, they said that they didn't ring me. I was like, I'm reading their number back out to them while they're on the phone. They're like, how's that even possible?
So they, like, weren't even aware. They weren't even aware
that they were ringing me. I thought maybe they had a child. But what's the odds on three of them at the same time within fucking 2 minutes? Like,
possible.
Impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you said possible. So it seems like a bit of a scam where people can like mimic phone numbers to call other numbers. But when you answer, me and Owen were saying, when you answer, it's probably like, you didn't pay your recent Amazon bill, or yeah, you know, that shite, like.
Yeah.
But the fact that they're fucking, I have to do that.
That is
now that they're ringing me and they have my number doing that, I'm like, is it going to come up that I'm ringing people and they go and use my type into WhatsApp? It's like, Darren Conway's doing a scam about Amazon.
You'll never guess who called me out of the blue.
Fella's trying to sell cowboy hats.
Only a matter of time before there's an AI version of your voice calling people up.
Saying, all right, would you like to come install it, bud?
I think that's, we were talking about those ads you see on Facebook and even on
like Irish celebrities. News,
yeah, Irish celebrities, yeah.
On like, on an article, on a paid article, on stories on your Instagram. Have you ever seen them?
No.
And it's like, hey, John McGuckin.
They're down the bottom of loads of websites.
This scandal about John McGuckin, and it's like an AI photo of you with like Garda behind you outside the courts. And when you click on it, it's like
a scam
to pay to view the rest of the story.
Okay.
Because the endo, like, and people are paid to read the story, but they have your details and they just fleece you.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah. And the other
No,
that is one as well.
Oh, okay.
But there's one as well where it's like the same kind of thing, and it could be like the Star or the Mirror or the Sun or whatever. But it's like John McGuckin recently came into like a gold mine of money through crypto, and which seems right.
I feel like you're setting these scams up. These are very detailed.
Yeah, it mightn't be Joe though. Who else is there? Eric Roberts.
It's always Eric Roberts, isn't it?
I don't know. Yeah, it always is.
He's, you have him.
Damien
on the line.
Broderick.
Yeah. Oh,
Damien Broderick. Okay.
Damien Broderick makes a big fashion label, all because of crypto. So when you click the link, it brings you to this thing where it's like the crypto that he invested in to start up this clothing brand. Per se, like, this is it's not him that they're doing it to. And when you click it, you put your details in, and gullible people will think, like, oh, well, fucking Jesus, like, you know, and they have all your details, and you put money in, like, say, €200 startup, and then, like, with the promise of like a 1k plus return, you don't get it, and then they're like, another 100 to get to like 2k, and then by the end,
who signs up for that shit?
People do.
That's incredible that people fall for that. You want to be going for the older people. You want to be
RIP.ie.
I was doing a bit of research on Neuralink because the first person to get a Neuralink implanted in his head has been going around doing press and he's been talking about it because it was successful. So he got like a piece of his skull taken out and a chip put into his brain. He's paraplegic, so he can't move from the neck down. So now he's able to use a computer just with his mind. He can play video games with his mind. Like, he can do everything with his mind. When the next person has a Neuralink, when the next person gets their Neuralink, so he was basically like the guinea pig, and he did it, and it was successful. So the next person is going to get theirs done. They're going to be able to communicate to each other, like, without speaking, through the Neuralink, because it's able to read your thoughts, and it can even project your thoughts. Like, it's able to know what you're thinking, how you're thinking, what you want to say, what you're looking at, what you should be looking at, like, what your action is. You can operate a robot and make a robot, like, lift its hand and open stuff. So essentially, like, he could cut his head off and put it on the body of a robot, and he could have, like, a robotic body in 30. That's not going to happen. That's a bit further down the line. But ultimately, the objective is to, everybody has a Neuralink. Not just people that are incapacitated. Everyone, me and you, we'll all have these chips in our heads.
I don't want one.
I won't get one.
You will be, it's just like an iPhone.
No, it's in my brain.
When everybody goes around with a microchip, and there's going to be like shops that you go into, and the surgery is like 4 hours. You sit down and you get it done, and you walk home, and you have, I got my Neuralink today. That's how normal it's going to be. And everyone is going to get it.
Everyone has TikTok. I don't have TikTok.
Well, aren't you a rebel?
I back myself.
My ma even has fucking TikTok.
Exactly. So the rest of you will be all Neuralinked up, and I won't know what the fuck is going on.
I feel like I wouldn't do that, but also I think I would cave to the pressure of it if everyone else was doing it.
You won't cave. You will relish.
Keep the force in the line.
Yeah.
Technically, because he's on the network, like, his brain is now hooked into the internet, he can be hacked into, and his brain can be tampered with by, like, hackers. And when we're all on the Neuralink, that could happen. Like, we'll have our payment system. Remember, I was telling you about this a while ago called World. There's a Bitcoin, not Bitcoin, there's a cryptocurrency called WorldCoin that's run by the AI company that runs ChatGPT. Eventually, like, we'll all have these Neuralinks, and we'll be wanting to buy things, and you'll be able to do it with your eye, with your eyeball. Like, there'll be ways of hacking, and your bank account will be connected to your body, to your person. Like, this is where we're going, like, in 10 years' time. Like, not far, maybe even 5 years' time.
Yeah.
It's only down the road, like. And I've been saying this since the first episode of Stala. Or ads in your dreams. Like, if you can, like, you could pay for premium dreams if you think scams are bad now.
And do you think you have a choice?
Well, you can choose not to get the Neuralink.
But then you just fall behind.
Then you just fall behind, and it'd be like not having TikTok.
I don't want the Neuralink. I'm all right for the Neuralink, pal.
I put money on it. Before you die, and before your time on this earth is up, you will have a chip in your body somewhere. And I think it will be a Neuralink in your brain.
A fucking chip from the chipper in me belly. That's about it. Plenty of salt and vinegar, please.
Oh, a bag of chips.
Yeah, a bag of chips, bud.
Definitely. I put money on it. You'd be going to the barbers, because it's sharp back and sides and the chip in the back. You'd be charging yourself going to sleep at night. Charging your Neuralink, like.
I won't be. People will be. I won't be.
You will be.
Even the thought of that, like, I'm definitely not going to do that if that was a thing.
I have news, Joe.
Fuck. Go on.
Companies putting ads into your dreams is not a future possibility. It is a present reality.
It's a present reality?
Well, in 2021? Yeah, in 2021, for the Super Bowl, in the lead up to it, Coors Beer put out a press release.
Coors, you mean?
Coors. Put out a press release saying they have released a game, the Coors Big Game Dream. So the big game being Super Bowl. But this is a game you could go on and play. And they advertise this. Now, they don't do it through the ad itself as such, but, like, they were saying, oh, you go on, you play this game. And it's basically, you're hearing about the beer while seeing lovely mountain streams and so on. And they put out a press release proudly saying they had worked with someone from Harvard on this and all. And if you watch enough of this, you will have a dream, of course, that will be implanted in your brain. They're like, we know exactly what we're doing here. And this is scientifically proven. This is going to work. Here's their line. Every year, Coors gets locked out of the Super Bowl due to Anheuser-Busch's exclusive contract with the NFL. So that's Budweiser. So this year, we ran our own Super Bowl ad in the one place there are no rules. Your dreams. Partnering with a Harvard dream psychologist, we developed a first-of-its-kind video and audio stimulus designed to induce a dream about Coors starring any celebrity you want and packed with various other Super Bowl tropes.
What was the result of that? That might be a bit of a PR stunt, though.
I don't know, but there you go. And then after that, there was... No, it was taken seriously because a group of...
Do you like Coors Light?
No. Pissy.
A group of sleep researchers, dozens of them, including from places such as Harvard, posted an open letter saying, like, this is really bad. The company should not be targeting our dreams.
Like, ethically wrong. Yeah.
So, obviously, it wasn't just a gimmick. There was something behind it. And, yeah, they're worried enough they put out an open letter and said, don't be doing this.
High in the Rocky Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
In your dreams. In your dreams, mate.
You.
I don't want no ads in my dreams. Thanks.
Yeah, you're fucking getting
chip or no chip.
You're getting the chip.
It's already ads in my dreams anyway. Without a chip.
Yeah, probably.
I had a fucking dream there for the fucking iPhone 17. It's not even out yet.
But I want one, yeah. I got clamped, didn't I?
Who clamped you?
The fucking clamper.
Who was clamping you?
Who else will clamp?
Yeah, the blading clamped at me.
I'm seeing more clamps on the ground than on the wheels nowadays.
Well, I was going to blade and take my clamp off. I was parked up somewhere and I came out shortly after and there was a clamp on me wheel.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to take it off.
Successfully.
I was giving her, it was like not going through one of the hoops, so I was trying really hard to kind of yank it. And then I says, oh, fuck, do you know what? I says, I'm already clamped, I'm just going to leave it there. I'll pick her up tomorrow or something. Get me money's worth. If it's 125 quid to take this bleeding clamp off, I'm getting me money's worth, bleeding, leaving it there. So I couldn't pull her off. And I was thinking maybe I'll come back tomorrow with me lockpick set. You remember I got a lockpick set.
Oh yeah, what happened? That was a flash in the pan, wasn't it?
I'll unlock some locks, lads. I haven't, not in a while now, not in a while. I was going to unlock this one though. And this would have been a good one because it's hard to unlock these little fuckers. So that was the plan, to come back the next day. But then I got a call then that night. It was like 9 o'clock saying, hey, Dion, I'm trying to think how they got my number. I called them. I had to go pick up Oliver. I called them to unlock me car and they said, right, there'll be someone there within the next 2 hours. Like, next 2 fucking hours, fuck this, I have to go pick up Oliver. So I went and I picked up Oliver and then someone called me and said that they were there, ready to unclamp me. And I said, well, I'm not there now, like you said that you'd be 2 hours, not half an hour, so you'll have to come back another time. So then about 2 hours later, I got a call from the company. They said that they got my number because I called them. And they said that they've been looking at CCTV footage. This is actually a bit mad. This is a bit Black Mirror. Mm-hmm. They said that they seen me on they seen someone on CCTV trying to pull their property, like trying to pull their clamp off the wheel.
Right.
Someone. They seen someone. It was fucking me, like, you know. And so they have to tow the car away.
Okay. And they saw on CCTV
that I was trying to pull. I know.
How did they have access?
Yes, exactly my point.
Like a live.
I'll come back to that.
Oh, okay.
I'll come back to that.
Bit of mystery.
Then they seen somebody trying to pull the clamp off and then they said that they're going to tow away the car. I says, what do you mean you're going to tow away the car? They said, because they don't want their property being damaged. Talking about that clamp. And I says, yeah, well, I don't want my property being towed away. If you're worried about your clamp, take the fucking thing off. If you're bleeding worried about it. And he goes, no, we have to leave it on until the fine, so we're just taking the whole car. And I'm like, where are you taking it to? He goes, oh, it's probably somewhere outside of Dublin. I says, for fuck's sake, you can't do it. You can't just blame take me car away because you're afraid someone's going to take your epoxy clamp off the wheel. You bleeding gobshite. Hang on there. Send someone down and I'll pay the fine and I'll take the clamp and take the clamp off. So they did, and I went down, and your man took the clamp off, and he was like, where do I know your face from? I'm like, oh, you bollocks, yeah.
I've done that sketch about clampers.
It was a cousin of a friend of hers, and we were actually in his house filming a sketch one time.
We were?
Yeah, and he goes, if I'd have fucking known that, I'd have taken the clamp off. And that's the second time that bleeding happened. I said, ah, bad, no, don't worry about it. Anyway, 125 quid down the fucking drain. Fuck's sake. Anyway. He was sent on his eye. But then before he left, I was asked him, like, how... I asked him that exact same question. I said, I got a call saying that somebody was pulling the clamp off, like, and it was seen on CCTV footage. It was seen on security cameras. And he said that they have access to the CCTV footage. And they're using AI. So any car that comes in, they're clocking the reg, and then it's parking there. And they're clocking the driver as they come out. And if they don't go over to the machine to pay for the parking, that's when the 10-minute grace period starts.
Wow.
So they're like on it. It's not like a guy in a van just going around and checking to see and waiting for 10 minutes. There's AI clocking how long the driver has left the car for and sending an alert to a nearby person. Isn't that fucking Black Mirror shit? And then when they seen people that, and it said it picked up that there was someone at the tyre, and then it flagged that.
Why didn't you stick a euro in the machine?
Yeah.
Man, honestly, it's €5 for the whole day. It's not that, like, I wasn't gone long. Mm. Like a half an hour. I came back and the clamp was on. It's like, for fuck's sake. So you take that risk most of the time. But now that you know AI is fucking watching you, that's some crazy shit. That's bleeding mad.
What happens if you pull a clamp off, if you like get one off and just leave it there and drive off?
It's considered criminal damage
to their property. And you find even more.
Oh, yeah.
The 120 and damage.
And damage, yeah. Which could be like 500 quid.
And they have your details anyway.
Yeah.
So anyone that takes off a clamp, you to see people like taking clamps off all the time. Like.
Yeah, but like, you know, bring me the cart over it.
All right.
You know what I mean?
The television license.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, do what you want. Yeah.
500 euro. Take it.
See what happens. Go on, I dare you. Don't even have a telly.
Come get it.
Yeah, well, if you have a device with a screen on it, I don't have any technology.
I'd have taken it. If that clamp fit over the wheel, I'd have taken it off and fucked around the side. Wouldn't have paid that fine. 125 quid? Nah. For a half an hour, for parking somewhere in an empty car park, for half an hour.
Weak shop out of that.
Honestly,
that's a week shopping.
That's more than a week shopping. 125 quid. That's Dunstar's level week shopping. That's two weeks shopping
that's
in Lidl.
Dunstar's level shopping for two people.
Easy. 2 weeks for a whole family. Go for Lidl. That's what the. This is just all an ad for Lidl.
Yeah, gotcha. Toffee yum yums.
get your clamps and in the middle aisle of Lidl. Well, well, well.
Did you enjoy that, did you?
Hope you did. Hope you liked that.
Yeah, I did as well, I did.
It was deadly, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was one of the best.
Cracker. Blading belter of an episode that was.
Yeah, not blowing smoke up my arse or that, but like...
Boys!
Probably one of the best ones, yeah?
Boy, imagine going back to a house party. Boys, turn that music over a second. Listen to the episode... 157, stick it on now.
Oh, you want to hear this belter of an episode talking about AI clamping and all.
Brilliant, man. Stick it on.
Turn off belters only and stick on that, yo.
I'd be out the door.
Episode 157.
Bunch of lads raving to stall it.
Down balloons.
That's a tune, man.
With balloons. Fucking little circus in the gap.
Say goodbye to your friends, will you? We have to go now.
Say you know what.
Ha ha ha.